So we started Shaila Shalom last time, and we saw that there are different stages during the first 3 days of Shiva in terms of the Aval responding is the most intense, then the rest of Shiva is a little more lenient. That's with respect to the Aval speaking to others. When it comes to others being Shaul B'Shalom HaAvel, so that's Aser for parent, up Yud Beis Chodesh. That's L'chora, another din. That's not a din in Hanegdom. It's other people asking him, but that's why the Gemara says it's a different din. It's Hu Eino Shari B'Shalom. So we noted, that's an interesting question. What exactly is this? It's not a classical case of Avelos, rather it reflects his state of affairs, meaning he's Eino Shari B'Shalom. That's what we saw. That, for example, Yontif would not be mevatel state as it does for other Dinei Shloshim with respect to Ashar Avelim. And L'chor the Pshat is because they're still not Shari B'Shalom. So even though Yontif came and Yontif was mevatel the Dinei Shloshim, but since this Avel is not Shari B'Shalom, it's still wrong to be Shoel B'Shlomo. Now, the question that we need to figure out is, what exactly is Aser? What can't you do? What is included in Shaila Shalom? We noted from the Psukim about Birkas Avelim, you give him a bracha. So what does it mean that you can't be Shaila Shalom? So this is indeed quite a mystery. So let's try to understand it better. Are you allowed to say good morning? Are you allowed to give him a gift? What's going on? So I think one way to look at it is sort of what I imagined. We'll see that this might not be true according to all or most poskim. This looks like Armageddon out there. Yes, that too. So it's perfect for learning Hilchos Avelos. It's Eitan Schnell tells a story that he once was at a chasana with Reb David Cohen, with Reb David Feinstein. And he asked him a question in Hilchos Avelos. I think he was learning Hilchos Avelos at the time. And Reb David said, "You don't talk about a Avelos at a chasana." Yeah, the Chacham Tzvi. I had the same heart. It's exactly like the Chacham Tzvi, right? So I've asked Rabbi Willing many an Avelos question or chasana. So pshat is in YU, it's different. For us, like the rest of the world, like, they don't learn Hilchos Nida until they get married. They don't learn Hilchos Avelos Rachmana Litzlan until they're in Avelos. For us, it's a Geshmak. So some Amela, it fits with the chasana. But anyway, but even maybe today when it looks like the world is about to end outside and it looks purple. So it's appropriate that we're learning Hilchos Avelos, considering our own end. Okay. So on that somber note, right, back to Shel Shalom. So the way I intuitively understood it, and again, we'll then consider the evidence if this is correct or not. The pshat is like this. Let's give an example. It's pashut that if you, not even to someone sitting shiva, let's say your next door neighbor who isn't Jewish, and a couple of days ago they lost their mother, would you go and you pass them in the street? Would you say good morning? Right? No, you intuitively understand that they're Eino Shari B'Shalom, and the way in which you interact with them reflects that. It would be pretty callous to treat them normally. So maybe the pshat is that we have to respect their not being B'Shalom. And how practically that manifests itself, we're going to see. But that's what Eino Shari B'Shalom means. Maybe. In which case, so it's a din on other people to respect that. Maybe it could even be a din in the Avel to live that way or to express that way. In other words, if he goes back to normal life entirely, then he's not acting as an avel should be. And therefore, other people shouldn't treat him as though everything is back to normal. You have to respect that idea that it takes time to get back to normal. He's Eino Shari B'Shalom. And could be that's why it belongs over here in Dinei Avelos, in terms of what an Avel should do, that he has to act that way. He has to continue in that way. That gets into the Shach. We'll leave that for a second. Or alternatively, fine. That's the way I intuitively looked at it. So then I saw the Divrei Sofrim gives a different pshat. He says maybe that pshat is that because the Yud Beis Chodesh is Mesucha B'Din, and that's why you shouldn't say Shalom, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu punished him that Eina Shalom Imo, so you shouldn't be bench him with Shalom. So I didn't understand that for a number of reasons. First of all, then I think it would apply for Yud Beis Chodesh for all of Eilim, right? Because they're Mesucha B'Din. Even Yud Beis Chodesh, not just Shalom. And moreover, I don't understand. Like, we're Menachem the Avel. We don't like say, okay, you know, Hashem punished you, so I'm not going to try to make you feel better. We don't say that. You know, if the Ramaz Kula, like Kriya, is inappropriate. Why is Kriya inappropriate? Why is that a factor in something like this? Right? Again, if you say it the way I was imagining it, so again, we have to figure out the details. But yes, you could understand that Kriya is part of the normal way of greeting a person, and that the way of greeting a person should be different under these circumstances. So the Divrei Sofrim was aware of that question. So he said, no, the pshat is that since he's Eino Shari B'Shalom, you shouldn't be miskayev elav the kirav hadas, or too much kirav hadas. That's why kriya isn't appropriate. So if there's not so much kirav hadas, it's okay. Again, very hard for me to understand. I think there's like a lot of kirav hadas. When people like a shiva call, it's like a very intimate time, you know, close thing. Is that inappropriate? So I didn't really understand that's the mahalach. Okay, so that's what I thought, sort of. But now the question is, does this fit with what the Rama says, or actually sort of takes back when he references this kula? So the reference, Rama already notes that that we seem to be makel in this practice. And so we need to figure out, is there justification for this leniency? So what is the basis for this justification? So, says the Rama, I'm reading from the Darkei Moshe, l'shol b'shalom aveilim. Right, we don't do this. We're shol b'shalom aveilim after Shiva. Ner desvi'a lehu, v'shel shalom, shenu nogim ba, ena shel shalom, hamuzkaris b'gemara. What we call shel shalom is not what the Gemara restricts. So that's his theory. So we need to figure out what he means. But first, let's just finish up what he says over here. Miumi Meister Rabbi Akiva, it doesn't sound that way. Why? Because in the story of Rabbi Akiva, the Gemara over there said that the Olam came to be Menachem Rabbi Akiva, and he gets up afterwards and he gives like a little bit of a drasha and he thanks them so much for coming. And then he concludes with the following. Ahmad, he stands on the safsal, Achenu, Beis Yisrael, Vechule, Vechol Shekein, Shescharchem Kafel, Lechul, Vatechem, Leshalom. And the Gemara asks, how could he do that? Isn't that a violation of the halacha? And the Gemara answers, Kavod Rabim Shani. Oh, Kavod Rabim is mutter. But otherwise it would be Aser. Says the Rama, the fact that we had to come on to Kavod Rabim shows that my theory is not correct. Okay, so that's Ad Kan Rama. Now I need to figure out what was his Havamina and why is this Akasha and what's he saying Lamaisa. So this is quite ambiguous. So the first thing that I saw, I thought, was when I first saw the Raman, I thought that he said, oh, well, we call Shel Shalom isn't what the Gemara stretch. I said, oh, maybe the Pshat is. It's okay to say good morning because we don't use the word Shalom. So you go ahead, you see your neighbor who's an Avelos, lost his father 10 months ago. You're allowed to say good morning. Why? Because we don't say Shalom. Shalom Aleichem might be wrong, but we don't say Shalom. That's what I thought at first. But then I thought that can't be the correct Pshat. Because if what he's saying is it's mutter as long as you don't use the word shalom, so then why is the Maisa de Rabbi Akiva a refutation of that? Because there, the word shalom was used. Remember, what did Rabbi Akiva say? He said, l'chu levatechem l'shalom. And that was considered a violation. Now, if the Ramah says, oh, if l'chu levatechem l'shalom is a violation, so my theory is wrong. But if my understanding of the theory is correct, then there's no problem from there, right? Because my understanding of the Ramah was, as long as you don't use the word shalom, then you're good. Good morning is good. Good night is good. You just can't say shalom. So that would be totally consistent with the Gemara by Rabbi Akiva. But the Ramah says, my theory is inconsistent with the Gemara by Rabbi Akiva. So therefore, seemingly, that can't be the pshat in this idea. Okay, so what's the next option? So the Magen Avraham, it discusses this. It's in Taf Kuf Nun Dalet, Sif Katan Chaf Aleph. And the Ramah says, you know what? Here's the Pshat in the Ramah. You could say Shalom, that was his theory, as long as you're not Shoel B'Shlomo. In other words, Magen Avraham has a great saying, why are we talking about, it's Aser Lish'ol B'Shlomo Cherem. Lish'ol. So that's what's Aser. But to, as long as there's no She'ela Shalom, then it's going to be Mutter. And then I understand very glad why the Ramah thought that there's a kasha from this story of Rabbi Akiva. Because in that case, he wasn't Shoel B'Shalom. There was no She'ela. He just gave them a bracha, right? L'chu levatechem l'shalom. So therefore, now I understand why he thought the Maisa de Rabbi Akiva was a question on this. There's a couple of problems with the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham himself thinks that if that's what the Ramah means, it can't be correct because, first of all, he proves that from the Yerushalmi that it's a violation if you say Shalom Aleichem. And he also has the second kasha from the Gemara, the Bavli as well. We say, what is She'elas Talmud L'Rav? Shalom Alecha Rabbi. So you see, Shalom Alecha Rabbi is what we call She'ela Shalom, right? Because we say, right, like for purposes of Hefsek or the like, oh, as long as it's Kedei She'elas Talmud L'Rav. And we say, what is She'elas Talmud L'Rav? Shalom Alecha Rabbi. Or Shalom Alecha Rabbi Mori. Three words, four words, whatever it is. But there's no She'ela. So you see that the Ramah, if that's the Pshat in the Ramah, it's for sure wrong, right? And I would add also that a couple of things. Shalchmanos is an issue. Another problem is that because what the Darkei Moshe writes, so the Ramah, Darkei Moshe over here, says, like, I was Myrich and Simon Peites. And over there, he says that the problem isn't that it's a She'ela. The problem is because you use the Shem Hashem. This is what the Ramah says over there, right? Kevan shegiz man tefila asal adam lakdim leftoa lepesach aver litin lo shalom. Mishum tishmosh l'kadosh baruch hu shalom. Avol moter lo mar lo tzafra demaritav. Oh, so what do you see? You see over there that the problem is the word shalom, Shem Hashem. So it's nothing to do with Sheila. Oh. And if you look over there in Or Chaim, there and also in the Darkei Moshe Aruch over there, he says that it's aser unless it's dafka prisa shalom al yedei kriya is aser, but the pes mutter dafka when your masker shmosh l'kadosh baruch hu is aser tzaf demara. So all that is l'chayra, not like the Magen Avraham. So now we're 0-2, right? We have our initial pshat in the Ramah that it has to do with the word shalom, that he's saying that's what it, the reason why it's mutter. What the minig is to be mako, justified by the fact that you don't use the word shalom. The issue is only shalom. We said that can't be right. Then we have the Magen Avraham's pshat that the Rama is justifying as long as no Sheila. We showed that can't be correct. So now, is it, what's the pshat? So the Eli Rabba basically said option A, the one we rejected, that the problem is when you use the word shalom. The Eli Rabba writes, and he says like that. But we rejected this. We said that that can't be right because then there's no kasha from Maisa Rebbe Akiva, right? And Ramah thought it was. So here's what I want to suggest. That there's a, the problem is using the word God. That's what it is. That's why Shalom is objectionable. That's what the Ramah's Yishup is. In other words, it's the same thing he says in Simon Peites, which is exactly what he says. Look what I said in Peites. The problem is the usage of the word God, Shalom, which is the name of God. Now, when you say Shalom Aleichem, why is that a problem? Because what does Shalom Aleichem mean? How do you translate Shalom Aleichem? No. Answer is God should be with you. How do I know that? So Gemara Brachos, Daf Nun Dalet Amud Aleph. The Gemara says that a person should say to his friend, Hashem Yimachem, right? And that's what Shalom Aleichem is. We learned it out from Megillas Rus. Oh, so that's the issue. In other words, there, Shalom does not mean peace. It means Hashem. Shalom Aleichem is the same thing as saying Hashem Yimachem, basically. Oh, now, if so, so now we understand. So that's what we keep, that's what the Rama says. I have a kula. Why are we make old bezman hazeh? Because you don't, when we say good morning, let's say, we're not invoking God's name. Oh, but then why does he bother by Rabbi Akiva? Because in the story of Rabbi Akiva, what did he say? How do you translate that? You see, you're embarrassed because of what I said before. Now, that for sure means go home in peace. Right? It doesn't go home in God? No. Ah, so in that case, shalom means peace. It doesn't mean God. So according, says the Rama, if I'm right, that it's totally in invoking God's name, this should be a problem. And the Gemara thought it was a problem and it had to come on to the answer that Kavod Rabim Shani. So that shows me that, that's a objection to my defense of the Minhag HaOlam. So I think now we have a shot at what the Rama's Yishuv is, and also why he was troubled by it. Oh, and we avoid the problems that we've considered until now. Now, what's sort of interesting is like this, if that's right, so that we're going to see later on in the Shulchan Aruch and the Rama that it's usher to send your friends gifts. Now, that obviously has nothing to do with the word shalom. That if it's like shalom is a problem like Kirv Hadas or something, then I can understand that then. So maybe the pshat is no. Since Rama learns from this story of Rabbi Akiva that it's not totally in the word shalom, so therefore if there is kirv das, it's aser. He's just saying, but the minhag is to be makel. Oh, so if that's the minhag to be makel, so he's trying to be matzdik the minhag, and he's acknowledging that it's not such a glot. You know, there's a objection to my yishuv of the minhag. Now, what's interesting is that you could have rejected the, you could answer up for the Rama's Yishuv from his Kashan himself by saying the following. What din did Rabbi Akiva violate? And that's the Gemara's Kasha, how he's allowed to die. What din was that? What did he do wrong? What was the Yisr? He was in Shiva. And therefore, what Isser was he doing? He was Shal B'Shal Macherim, right? And that's Asar Al Tanig Do. So fine, but maybe that, so that was the problem. The problem was via what Rabbi Akiva did in normal circumstances would have been a violation of Tanig Do. But the idea that I can't be Shal B'Shal Ha'avel for Yud Beis Chodesh, that has nothing to do with Tanik Dom, like we said. That's because of Huay Nesharim Shalom. Maybe that's different Gedarim. So what you see is that the Ramah, we can understand why the Ramah was doing this. I was assuming it has the same Gedarim, right? And we understand why would he say that? Because Gemara says the same thing. It says there's a Din of Sheol Shalom, and one manifestation is that the Avil can't be Shalom Acherim because Tanik Dom, and another manifestation is Acherim can't be Shalom Shalomo because he only knows Sharp Shalom. Now, it's true, they're for different reasons. Yeah. But the Rama says, Mistama, it means the same thing. It's the same thing for two different reasons. And therefore, he doesn't want to say that they have different rules. But could be that you could be Miyashev, the Rama. So what the Elie Rabbah says is he learns the Rama, I think, along the lines of what we're saying. And he says, basically, this is a limud zchus. In other words, that's really what comes out. It's a limud zchus because we have a question, an objection on this defense of the minhag from the story of Rabbi Akiva. And at least the Rama didn't have a reply to that question. Okay, good. If you look at the Taz, though, some in Tafresh Tzadivav, he says, also the Prima Gadim and others, they say, no, that it's not just a limud zchus, but you could be mako lechatchila for tzafra tava or something like that. You shouldn't be mako for shalom aleichem, but good morning is okay. This is what the Taz says. Ein shalchan la'avel kol yubeis chodesh. That's interesting, actually. The Taz says like this. The Taz says, well, we're makel to say good morning. So we could also be we're makel for Sheil Shalom, whatever that means. So we could also be mako for sending him manos. So first of all, he does acknowledge that's the minhag. It doesn't sound to me, I don't know if it's explicit, that he's saying, you know, this is a limud zchus, but it's wrong, right? It sounds like he's okay with the minhag. He says, minhagenu lahakel b'sheila shalom, right? Our minhag is to be mako. So at least I didn't get the impression that he's saying it's us. And probably because it doesn't use the word shalom. And that's why I thought, oh, so if that's the minhag, that it's mutter, as long as you don't use the word shalom, so then mishloach mano should also be okay. That's what the Taz is saying. That's why I understood how he was able to extrapolate from the minhag to say good morning to Shalach Manus. The difficulty with that pshat is that if that's true, then you would have expected the Rama over here to say something along the lines of, well, according to the minhag, we could also be makel to give gifts, right? Because the Taz says they're Haba Atalia. Maybe the answer is. And even the Taz himself says you shouldn't be Samech on giving gifts unless the Avel is an Ani. Is okay. You know, if we're going to learn it, at least like the Elie Rabbah, that this is a defense of the Minhag, you know, it's a Yishuv. So then we'll take what people are doing, but we're not going to be Mosif. We're not going to be Mosif. Now, you know, is it possible that we hold that there's really two things? There's both the problem of the word shalom and also kirv das, maybe. I don't know. So what should we do, Lamaisa? I think the Velt is mako to say good morning and good evening and things like that. But we do try to avoid saying shalom aleichem. Though, I think I remember hearing from Reish Shechter that he assumes shel shalom is like a whole arichas. It's not just a good morning or maybe even a shalom aleichem, which is more akin to the way the Magen Avraham was learning it. Though, as we said, that l'chora has issues. Okay, fine. So what about, this is a very, people always wonder about, what about it at Kiddush Levana, right? Are you allowed to say shalom aleichem to an avel after Kiddush, you know, during Kiddush Levana, where you say shalom aleichem three times? I saw the Divrei Sofrim, it's on page Tafkuf Tes, says it's mutter for the Avel. Why? Because the reason why we say Shalom Aleichem in that case is not because of Sheil Shalom. It's because we just said Tipol Eve Masa Fachad, and we don't want the person standing next to us to start thinking like, okay, you know, I'm trying to kill you or whatever. So therefore, don't worry, Shalom Aleichem, you know. I didn't mean it about you. And therefore, perhaps this doesn't apply. Okay, turning to Sif Beis. So here we have this din of Tanchumen.
Could I ask you a question?
Yeah.
In terms of like the meaning, the Avil Ashori B'Tsa'ar, so it's sort of like rubbing into him, is to say, but if you say, for example, how are you doing? That's like asking after his welfare. So if you say good morning, that's cut and dry. But you say, how are you doing? That's sort of inviting him to say, well, I lost my loved one, but I'm doing okay. Or just sort
you're
of
saying that
him.
Should be worse?
Yeah. Okay. Even though you're not using the word shalom.
I hear. But maybe he'll also say, I'm doing terribly. I'm saying,
saying, how are you doing?
So how are you doing doesn't, I understand what you're saying, and you might be right. I'm just, the reason why what you're saying, I think, isn't Pashut, is because when I say, how am I implying, who ain't Shari B'Shalom? Good, I never said he's Shari B'Shalom. I'm just saying, how are you doing? You know, and I'm inviting him to answer however he wants. He could say, I'm doing very bad, I'm doing a little better, I'm feeling sad, whatever I say. Yes, he's Eino Shari B'Shalom. So why does that mean I shouldn't say to him, how are you doing? Whereas if I give him a hearty good morning, so then you could say, yeah, I'm not respecting his Eino Shari B'Shalom. So you could make the exact opposite argument to what you're saying.
Okay.
So Tanchumim, Sif Beis. So we say that Shloshim Yom Medarmei Imo Tanchumim after Shloshim Medarmei Imo Tanchumim Menatzad. In other words, you don't mention the Shem Hameis, but you say Tisnachim Aviv Imo. You're for 12 months. You are Menachem Kedarko Ishto. So then it depends if he got remarried. So then it depends where he is. You shouldn't go into his house to be Menachem him. But if you find him in the shuk, then you could say tisnachem. If he's in his own house, you can't say anything. And if he hasn't remarried, so then we say until shal shregalim. Why? Because generally speaking, until shal shregalim, you can't remarry. So what about when he has remarried? Because we'll see there are a lot of exceptions to that rule. A person has young children, needs help caring for them, or he hasn't had ruvu or whatever it is. So therefore, in those cases, once he's remarried, so then you follow those dinim. Okay, Shabbos. So the Shulchan Aruch writes that it depends on a minute, and that comes, of course, from the Yerushalmi. Magushnagul Lohayos Shalom B'Shalom Aveil B'Shabbos Shalom. So the Avel Toch Shiva can be Nosin Shalom Achirim. With respect to others being Shalom B'Shlomo, so that is Minhag dependent, as the Yerushalmi says. Now, why is it Mutter to be Shalom B'Shlomo on Shabbos? In other words, the tzad, if the minig is that you are shol b'shlom avel on Shabbos, why is that mutter? So is it because of farhesia? That's not pashut. We'll see. Maybe farhesia doesn't apply for dinim and yibbeis chodesh. I think the more pashut pshat is because maybe shari b'shalom on Shabbos, and that's why it's okay to be shol b'shlom on Shabbos. Fine. So here we also have this interesting halacha brought down in the Ramah from the Maril. Haga, vasel shloch manos l'avel, al avi v'imo, kol shnei masar chodesh. V'afil v'shabes malkum shenagu shalo l'shol v'shlomo b'shabes. So if you live in a place where that's the minhag, you can't even give him a gift on Shabbos, otherwise it's mutter to give him a gift on Shabbos, assuming you're not violating the giving gifts on Shabbos, but wouldn't be aser otherwise. So what is this idea, or where does this come from? Right? Why should it be aser? So the Maril has a very great raya. Eim l'cha she'ela shalom gadol mizeh. Now, obviously, Maril was not assuming that it had anything to do with the word shalom, because otherwise, not much of a kavachomer, or even So it must have been that he understood it was something along the lines of Kirov Das. But if you look at my reels talking over there about Meziga, and it was from the problem of being mosaic for him that this halacha emerges. So again, I think that's what it has to be in this Havana. So as we said before, it doesn't mean it's always aser to give a gift. It's going to be contextual. So like we saw in terms of gifts, part of Nichol Mavelim, gifts of food, so that's going to be okay. The Taz quotes the Bach as going further. Well, first of all, it's interesting. The Bach writes that the Avel can't send to others, and that's hard to understand because an Avel is a lot of Bishol B'Shlom Acher. The Taz also says from the Bach, this is Taz Aleph, that for during the Shloshim or Yud Beis Chodesh for Aviv Imo, Aser Lahazman Acherim, O Lihizamein Im Acherim. Right? That's Sifkat and Aleph, right? Tolshoshim Yom, Ein Yachol Lahazman Lacherim. So Avil can't invite other people or to be invited by others. So we're actually going to have to talk about this question of guests in two places over here, and then later when we get to Simcha and Simcha Bereis, it's going to come up there again. But first, I guess we'll look at it over here and just point out this is a chiddush on many levels. First of all, why does it apply equally in both directions? In other words, even if we're going to say that invitations are like Sheol Shalom, so we know that Hu Shol B'Shlom Acherin. So I think the idea is, like we said before, that this Maril is based off of the concept that Sheol Shalom is a function of Kirv Das. And Mimela, then it would go in both directions in this case. In other words, there's Kirv Das to the Avel, both by inviting him and by being invited by him. Therefore, it goes in both directions. But nevertheless, this is quite a chiddush. I mean, there's really like three jumps to get this to this Maril. I mean, to this this Bach. The Maril jumps from Sheol Shalom to gifts, which is not Pashut, but that would just mean that you can't send the Avel gifts. Then the Bach jumps at that the Avel can't invite others. And then we're making a further jump that the Avel may not invite others. So we're sort of, to get over to here, we're making three jumps. So in terms of the practical things, we'll get back to this thing when we do Simcha, but there are perhaps room for leniency when there's a real need, certainly. And we'll talk about what qualifies here. So the question here is next, what do we do on Purim? On Purim, there's a mitzvah of Mishloach Manos. So if we look at the Shulchan Aruch and Simen Tuf Reish Tzadi Vav, it's like this. Yesh Misha Omer Sha'avel Chayev Lishloach Manos. Haga. Aval Ein Shulchan Avel. Kol Yud Beis Chodesh. Kamo Shizbar. Biar Deshin Pehei. Bim Ein Be'ir Elaha Avel. So there's only one person you could send Shulchan Manos to, and that is the Avel. Chayev Lishloach La'avel. Kedei L'kaim Yisrael Shulchan Manos. Alim Kein Mach La'avel Al Manaso. So what does that mean? So first of all, here we actually have Mishnah Berurah to define what Lishloach Manos means. It means kol davar simcha lo yishlach. Okay. Fine. So even though we are nohag to be makel for avelos befarhesian perim, something we'll get to a little bit later. We are machmir about this. So what does the avel do? So the avel should send to one person, and other people shouldn't send to the avel under normal circumstances, assuming that there's more than two people in the town. The question, the poskim sometimes talk about different variations of this question. Okay, can't send to the avel, but you're going to send to the family of the avel, right? So I think here, if it's a joke, then it's wrong. But if it's not a joke, then it's fine. Meaning to say, there are personal shalach manos and there are family shalach manos. How do you define it? So if it's a family relationship, then it's family shalach manos. In other words, when people send me shalach manos and that my wife doesn't know them, my wife doesn't know their wife, my kids don't know their wife. So even if they don't give it to me, right? Even if they address it, Weider Blank family, but it's shalach manos to me because I don't know anybody else in that family except for that person. So that it's not right. But there are lots of shalach manos, I think, which really are family shalach manos. But you're going to say, Masha Kansa Shekana Baila. So even if they're sending the shalach manos really to my wife, right, my next door neighbor. So it's really, if we're honest, it's their wife to my wife, as they said, regardless. But maybe that shouldn't work. Masha Kansa Shekana Baila. So here, many poskim say that it's nothing to do with bylaws, right? There's no issue of transferring ownership. The issue is, like we said, is the form of kirv das, and therefore, even it's interesting. Shaila stamaze, how do we apply mashkansim to kanavayla nowadays? But even if we were to assume that we do apply it in the full fledged traditional way, it's still not here where it's totally in kirv das. So then, it's hard to argue that this should be Yasser. And as we said, as it is, the whole idea is a Chiddush. Okay. So, start Shin Pei Vav now. If anyone's still able to breathe, I would like stop Shir for you guys because everybody's, I don't know where you're going to go and make it any better. Where is this? Here.